Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Amanda Cooksey with us. We'll talk with Amanda about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I've wanted Amanda on the show for a long time, so this is kind of cool for me to get to finally be able to talk with her. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good. I've like you, I've waited to have the chance to interview Amanda. She's been a terrific friend of mine, and now to speak with her on the record with you, this has been long awaited, and I'm glad it's here.
And with that being said, let's welcome the super talented Miss Amanda Cooksey to the show. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, absolutely. It was like Craig was saying, we both wanted you on the show for a long time, and it's such a treat to be able to talk with you today.
I know. I'm so glad that I finally get to be on the show, and you know, I really appreciate you guys having me, and I'm excited.
Absolutely. So, just to kind of start out, before we get into the actual meat of the interview, just kind of tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, so I was kind of singing in church. I went to a Catholic school in elementary school, so I, you know, would sing in church in like fifth grade, sixth grade, and I would do different plays at my school, and I'd kind of like always had a love for music, and I would write songs in my room secretly. And then I was also at the time taking piano lessons, and I started to learn to sing and play with my instructor, Ron Feldman, and he really encouraged me to, you know, try out for my school talent show in eighth grade, because seventh grade I didn't do it. I, you know, ran out of the auditorium and was freaking out. I was like, Mom, I can't do it. I was super shy. And I finally worked up the nerve after a year with my teacher to go ahead and try to perform. And so I did. And I ended up loving it and, you know, got really good response from it. So in high school, I continued and I started to write more on my own and was starting to perform at different venues around Florida. And all that time, like through all that, my piano teacher was by my side, you know, kind of encouraging me to, you know, pursue music and really take it seriously. And he is actually the one that told me that, you know, Belmont would be a great fit for me after my mom and I had, you know, mentioned it to him. So ended up moving to Nashville like 3-4 years later after all of that, and I've been so lucky to be here and get into music. And you know, I started listening to country music when I was a junior in high school, so I fell in love with it then. You know, I was listening to like Jake Owen and Miranda Lambert, people like that. So that's kind of how I got started.
That's awesome. And I know you said that you mentioned Belmont. What has that experience been like for you? I mean, being around just incredibly talented people at Belmont. What's that experience been like for you?
Oh my gosh. It was crazy because I didn't expect, you know, to walk in and just, like, I knew there was going to be tons of musicians there, but the amount of talent is insane, you know, because in Florida I would play shows and it was just kind of like I would have these 3-hour sets and I would just be playing covers and some of my originals, and, you know, there wasn't a huge music scene. So when I moved here, it was like a complete change because everybody was doing it. And everybody had their own unique style. And I think it really opened up a lot of doors for me because a lot of the professors, you know, had been working in the industry for a long time. So to be able to learn from people like that who have that experience is really cool and just, you know, taught me a lot about the music industry that I didn't know before moving to Nashville. And then also being able to write with some of the students at the school was really cool as well because, you know, like I've said, there's so much talent there and it's nice to kind of get different perspectives on, you know, how people write music and different genres. So it's really been, you know, an incredible experience for me and I'm so glad that I chose it as the college, you know, that I attend. So I love it.
Amanda, what I wanted to ask you is, I had met you for the first time a few years ago when you were with Rick Barker after you played at the Opry Mills.
Yes.
I wanted to find out how you ended up getting to the opportunity to meet and work with Rick.
I think Rick and I met on social media, actually, which is, you know, not a real huge surprise because Rick's like a master at social media. But I think we met that way, and then I started going to a bunch of different events that he was putting on in Nashville for artists, and he's been such a huge help for me. You know, he's taught me a lot of what I know about the industry as well as social media and, you know, the proper way to kind of set everything up, and he's just been, you know, very helpful for me and guiding me in the right direction and encouraging me, you know, to just pursue my dream and to not give up and to, you know, just remember that, you know, there's so many other people in the same boat as I am, just like that are up and coming artists trying to do the same thing. So he's been a really great mentor to have while I've been in town.
That's wonderful.
You know, and speaking of social media, if you can believe this, I was born at a time where there was no social media. You can actually believe that. So that kind of leads me to my first question. Considering pretty much everybody, it seems like is on social media these days. I mean, literally the entire world is literally on social media. Do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole because of social media?
You know, I think so. I think there's, you know, definitely pros and cons to it because, like, everybody is on social media now. And it's you know, it's opened up a lot of doors in a way where, you know, it's easier to get noticed because if some video that you do does go viral, then you have tons of people viewing it. And the industry people are obviously going to come and look for that. And if they start buying your products, you know, that's even better. But I think it definitely, you know, has kind of changed the game for music because, you know, for me, it's been really great because I do Facebook Lives a lot and I'm able to, you know, communicate with all the people who, you know, enjoy my music, which is really cool. And I love, you know, I love doing it. I love getting to know them and it's really, you know, made it more personal. But at the same time, there's also so many people on social media, so it's easy to get lost in it and kind of like just get attached to your phone a lot. So there's definitely pros and cons, but I think, you know, for me as an artist, it's really opened up, you know, a whole world of opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean,
Amanda, would you say that since you've done these Facebook Lives, since last year is when you started, would you say that, do you think you have more followers and more fans since you started doing these lives?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, I started the lives probably over the summer, and I've seen, like, a huge growth in my following, like, ever since I started, and I've been getting new people. Like, every so often we'll get some new viewers, and it's really cool to see, like, the same people on there, too. I have, like, that group, and I know, Craig, you watch a lot. And
yes.
It's just been super fun for me, and I really enjoy doing them because, you know, it lets me kind of open up to everybody who does listen to my music and allows me to get to know everybody, you know, that's on there because otherwise you guys would just be looking at me like looking at pictures all the time, and that's great and all, but I really think it's important to have like a connection to the people that are following you on social media. So I'm glad that it's there.
What's great, Amanda, is, can I just say, Cody, that Amanda, you almost respond to every comment on your Facebook Live. You say hi to everyone, and you even to respond to all of my jokes, even if they're bad.
Yes, I do. I think it's important, and, you know, I really want everybody to know that, you know, I appreciate them. You know, that's my biggest thing. I always say that every live. I know I say it a lot, but it's true. It's without, you know, people like you and everybody on there, nobody would hear my music. So,
cool.
You know, I just want to make sure that I thank everyone.
Yes, and I'm sure there'll be plenty additional people that you will gain as fans throughout the next few years. And I really hope that you work your way up to be playing more at bigger venues and also at other venues across the country.
Thank you.
Yeah. I agree with that totally too. I've got some kind of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so if you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now?
Wow. I mean, it's so hard to like see myself doing anything else, but if I wasn't in the music business, I feel like I probably would have taken the path of my parents and, you know, try to get into the medical field, because that's what they, you know, my mom, pediatrician, and my dad works for the Veterans Hospital, so I have a feeling I would go that route. But if that wasn't the case, then maybe I would be doing something with makeup, because I really love, you know, doing people's makeup, and I think it'd be cool to get into, like, special effects makeup, because I love Halloween and stuff like that, so.
That's awesome.
Maybe that's where I'd be, I don't know.
Yeah. Halloween is your favorite. You said Halloween is your favorite holiday, Amanda.
Yes, I love Halloween. Halloween is the best.
So, I've asked this question probably in pretty much every interview I've ever done, which has been a lot over the past 6 years. Trust me.
Yes.
It's been quite a lot over the past 6 years. So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
I mean, every decision that I've made, you know, I've tried to make, I tried to make sure that it was the right decision for myself. So I don't really like regret any decisions that I've made, but I do wish that I had, not been so shy when I was younger, and that I just started earlier with music, because I think I could have been farther along by now. But, I had to learn, I had to grow, and as does everybody, and, that's just kind of how my life went and, the path that I ended up taking. So if I could have started earlier, that would have been great. But
it's not so easy to just come out of your someone's shell and just start being very friendly and outgoing. It takes time, and you just needed your space to develop it until you were ready, and you're ready now. And the only thing you can do is just keep moving forward.
I know, that's all I can do. That's just, who I was, and I couldn't really change who I was, growing up. So,
And that sort of leads into my next question. I was watching Dan Rather interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked Kid Rock this question that just stuck with me, and it's probably one of the greatest interview questions I believe I've ever heard. So when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a major CMA award, a major industry award, and it's going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. But what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
That I'm looking forward to?
What's one thing that you want to be remembered for?
I think, you know, what's most important to me is, you know, being able to connect, you know, fans and younger fans and be a role model for them. And I think that that's what I mostly want to be remembered for, because, you know, there's a lot of stars that kind of start out young and go crazy. And I just want to, you know, be someone that people can look up to and be like, wow, like, she was super shy when she was younger, and here she is singing on stage. And I want to encourage people that, you know, were kind of like me when I was younger, to just be themselves and to not be afraid to show, you know, who you are, because, you know, that's the most important part of life, is just being you and doing the things you love, and not letting little things like being shy or nervous and caring what people think affect your decisions in life, because it definitely did, you know, affect a lot of my life in the beginning when I was growing up. So if I could spread that message, you know, that would be the most important thing for me as an artist. So.
So, I'm going to throw a little scenario at you. And this question stems from when I was in college myself. I had a professor that loved scenarios. He'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it.
Oh,
I absolutely hated it.
No.
So, but you understand that completely. So,
yeah, I do.
This is probably where that question comes from. So it's imagine yourself 10 years in the future. What is
okay.
on your career bucket list?
Wow. Well, I would love to eventually, like, be able to play the Opry. I think that's kind of a number one goal for me. And I'd love to tour the world and just play arenas. Like, that's a huge thing for me. And just being able to eventually sign a record deal or a publishing deal, especially in the next few years, is one of my major goals that I'm looking forward to. And just continuing to kind of build my brand and find out who I am as an artist and, you know, find my place in the industry. And eventually, you know, hopefully I'll be, you know, all over the world, you know, showcasing my music. So that's just the goal right now.
So does that mean the song that you have, You're My America, if you went around the world, would you, like, keep using the different country? So if you went to, like, Spain, instead of singing You're My America, you would sing You're My Spain or You're My England or France or so on?
That could be cool, actually. I mean, I could figure out a way to do
cool.
that for all the countries, but
that would be cool.
That would
but,
be a great way to make all the countries feel so welcome.
That's true.
Oh, yes. I wanted to say real quick, and I'll probably say it again at the end of the interview, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, if there's ever anything that we can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you guys so much, too, for, you know, having me on here. It means a lot to me, and I just love getting to, you know, answer questions and, you know, spread, you know, my message and my artistry around, because besides social media, you know, it's hard to get your name out there,
right.
So... Thank you.
You know, and I feel like, see, I started this show back in 2012, so I've been at this for a long time. The first year and a half or 2 years of the show, we were actually a soap opera themed show. We covered soap operas. So soap operas to music, that's kind of a stretch there, but I started full-time in the music about 4 years ago, and it's been absolutely one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's great just to have different artists on here and getting to talk to everybody, and it's really helped them open doors as well. So I'm sure, you know, speaking for everyone, we all appreciate you, you know, both of you having us on here. So,
you know, and I've met so many people over the years through this show who have literally become some of my best friends in the world.
Wow. No, I'm sure. I mean, that's the way to do it. It's just, you know, making connections, and then eventually, you know, those connections become some of your best, like, lifelong friends.
You know, and I feel like, too, I feel like if the show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
Amanda,
I
wanted to ask, well, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, Amanda, where are you right now in terms of the EP? I know you've basically finished all your studio recording sessions.
Oh, I know.
what is left in order to get the EP to the finish line? When do you see yourself releasing it?
Well, I've been going back into the studio this week, and probably, you know, after, you know, I'm going home this weekend, but after, you know, I come back, I'll probably be finishing up some last minute few changes, some vocals that I need to, you know, go over again. So I'm hoping that, you know, this will all be said and done by the end of March. That's the goal. But I don't want to make any promises either, because this is, you know, I want to release the best product that I can for everybody. So I'm working really hard on it. You know, once all the vocals are done, then we'll be in the mixing, mastering kind of stage of everything. So, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear it. And my first EP, like I said, so it's going to be a really cool experience for me, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So.
I'm excited to hear it too, Amanda. And I know that you probably sang almost about all the songs on the EP from all your Facebook Lives, but with all the harmonies together, with all and all your the instruments, it's going to sound spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
So, would you consider having an EP listening party?
I would definitely consider that. I mean, I'm hoping like to eventually be able to tour as well this summer and do house shows or, you know, play at venues or close to where, you know, different, you know, people live that are interested in my music. So hopefully, you know, that can happen. I'd like to tour with a couple of friends, and then maybe we can do it that way as well, where I come and play some of the EP songs. So I don't have it all figured out quite yet, but I'm in the process of kind of, you know, deciding how I want to go about releasing everything.
Well, if you ever come up to New York and New Jersey, Melissa, please let me know.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I for sure will.
Okay.
You know, I know you're originally from Florida, so have you gotten used to these Tennessee winters yet?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm still not. It's been 3 years of living here. I'm still not used to it. It's actually raining right now too, and I'm not used to like an all day rain, because Florida rains for like an hour and it's done. So I'm definitely still adjusting, and I don't know if I'll ever be fully adjusted. But I'm excited to be able to go back home actually this week and see my family and spend some time in the sun, because it's been dark here.
I noticed the last time it snowed here, you posted some pictures on Instagram, and I was like, "See, I've lived in Tennessee all my life, so I'm obviously used to the weather, but." When I was in college, and it would snow like a foot. I'd go to class in like a sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and I'd be fine. But some of my buddies that were from Florida, they'd be all dressed up in like parkas and hoods and everything, and like three pairs of gloves, and I'd be like, seriously?
Oh man, I know that.
It's really not that cold here.
I know. That used to be me here in my first year. I was like bundled up in tons of coats and multiple shirts. But I'm starting to get used to it now, and I've bought the proper clothing, because before I came here, I really didn't have – I had one winter coat, and it was not very heavy. So it was definitely an adjustment. I had to go out and shop for clothes, which I'm never opposed to, but
I'm sitting there looking at these dudes, and I'm just in a sweatshirt and sweatpants and no hoodie. And I'm sitting there looking at these dudes. I'm like, really, y'all? It's seriously not that cold out here.
Yeah, it's not too bad today, but the rain is gross for sure.
But a couple more questions I think I've got for you. Then I think we'll let you go unless Craig get anything for you. So as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Well, it depends, kind of. You know, I actually have a Pinterest, and I usually go on there and find quotes, and some of that inspires me. And then I have, you know, my own life situations that I pull from, you know, different events that happen in my life that, you know, I like to write about, you know, just the typical girl thing, you know, always boys or, you know, just uplifting songs about empowerment, because I feel like that's really important. And then I also draw from other people's experiences, you know, my friends, what they're going through. So I kind of, you know, comes from a bunch of different places. Sometimes I'll just be singing random things in the shower or in the car, and I'm like, oh wow, that's kind of cool. So it really just depends on where I'm at, you know, what I'm going through.
Amanda, you just put something into my head that I have to mention. Would you ever consider doing a Facebook Live from the shower?
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy.
Just,
you could do it.
No.
Like the shower head in one hand. And then, like, the guitar in another.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That would be very difficult.
You're very innovative. You're very intelligent. I think you could make it work.
The acoustics would be good, I guess.
Yeah, the acoustics would be a little wet, but it would come out okay. Going back to social media for a second, and the Facebook Lives and everything, I mean, how has social media affected your career thus far?
I mean, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's really helped me just, you know, find some more people that are interested in my music and are, you know, have been so supportive of me, and I've been so thankful for that. You know, I was able to start a GoFundMe for the EP, and it was fully funded, which was incredible. And, you know, I've never done anything like this, or I've never done a GoFundMe. So, you know, to see like all the people donating, I just felt, you know, so grateful to have people that, you know, are really interested in my music and what I'm doing. So it's really opened a lot of doors for me in that way. And, you know, again, like I said earlier, it's allowed me to connect with all the people that are on my page and really get to know them, and for them to be able to get to know me, because I think that's, you know, the most important part. You know, it's, you know, otherwise it would just be them looking at pictures and there's no real connection there. And, you know, it allows them to kind of see inside Amanda's crazy, creative, random brain. So it's been very fun.
Right. So, like we said earlier, you've been in Nashville a few years. So, what's your favorite place to play around town?
Oh man, I mean, there's so many different venues, but I love playing at Bell Court, and I think mostly because it's just such like an intimate kind of setting, and it really allows you to
Bell Court's great.
Yeah, it just lets you kind of interact with the audience more, which I think is really cool. And I played so many different places. I really liked playing at Opry Mills Mall, too, when I used to play there a lot. And you would see so many different people, and it was, you know, people who live here, people from out of town. So you kind of got a variety of people, which is nice. So I don't know. I don't really have a favorite, but I have places that I enjoy playing. So.
Yeah, Amanda, do you still enjoy playing at the Commodore?
I do. I love the Commodore, and it's been a bit since I played my last show, so I'm hoping when I come back that I can schedule some more. I've been so busy with, you know, the EP that I've kind of set performing on the kind of on the backseat, just so make sure that I can get this out to you guys as soon as possible, because I know everybody's anxiously awaiting. So
yes, I'm biting at nails. I wanted to ask you, Amanda, do you see yourself playing at CMA Fest? Will you be able to book any shows during that week?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look into it for sure. I know that there's going to be a ton of venues that have already probably booked people and different labels and publishers who are already signed up to play different places. So I'll try my best to book a show, because I know a lot of people will be down here for that. And it would be cool to see everybody. And if not, I'll definitely be around watching shows for sure.
I have family that lives about 20 minutes outside of Nashville. So I go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get and crash on their couch for a few days. When I'm in town, there's like three or four places I have to go. One is The Row.
Yeah.
Great place. I mean, The Row is just incredible. I haven't been to the brand new listening room yet, but I love the old listening room. Love that place. And also, my first and only time at a Bell Court, I was being interviewed for Nashville Entertainment Weekly because of a award I recently won, and that place is great too. I mean, so those are probably my top three favorite places in Nashville.
Yeah, I played at The Row. I used to play there a lot, actually, and it's been a while since I played there last, but I love that, too. I mean, everybody's very interactive, which is really nice. And I'd love to play at the listening room. I'd love to submit the EP stuff to try to play in Song Suffragettes eventually, because I haven't been able to play there yet, and that's kind of a goal on my list of goals that I have, so...
Well, Amanda, you have got to play there if you, by all means, can. I love the Suffragettes. Katie, Lena, Savannah. We've had a bunch of them on the show already. We still haven't gotten Savannah Kyes yet, but we will be having Gracie Strahan next week. And I will, before we get off the show, I wanted to mention about Betsy Spina. Betsy Spina is going to be on the show May 25th. Amanda, we just booked the show today that Cody and I are really excited about. And I mentioned this to Savannah, and Savannah might very well call in for the show. So,
That's great.
That
is cool.
Yes, so...
I did not know that.
So,
that is awesome.
I was waiting to tell you.
That's going to be amazing.
That just made my day. Yeah. Completely. And I've had a interesting day. So, anyway...
So in other words, Amanda, if you can become part of the suffragette group, by all means, please do so, because it's...
Yes, absolutely.
The suffragettes and Lindsay L, I would say, are my two favorite country popular country artists.
I love so much what the song Suffragette stands for, because, I mean, I like to pride myself on being a supporter of the ladies in country music too. I mean, frankly, y'all don't get enough respect, frankly, in my opinion.
Right. I know, it's such a great, you know, show that they put on because it just showcases all the women that are in country music. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, that eventually that more women will be played on the radio and that, you know, they'll be recognized more so because right now it's definitely heavily male-dominated. And it would be great to see some more women kind of rise to the top. So,
you know,
I definitely love what it stands for.
Yes. If you look at it, this was the day Kaylee Shaw was announced that she's going to be at the Opry at the end of the month. Of March.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's cool too. I mean, and I've said this before, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. I will do everything in my power to help the ladies of the industry. I will absolutely do everything in my power.
Yes, and. We're all very appreciative of that. Wow, I can't talk today.
You know, one last question I think I had for you is, and I hadn't asked this in a while, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Wow. That's such like a loaded question. Professionally, so with music, I think, I mean, this isn't like professional, I guess it's not really professionally, but maybe, I mean, moving to Nashville was probably the best thing for me, like being able to move here and be able to work in the industry and get to know people at Belmont and, you know, through the community has been probably the best thing so far because, you know, I could have stayed home in Florida. My parents could have just sent me to, you know, some college nearby, but they really, you know, believed in my dream and helped me move here. And without that move, I don't know if I would be where I'm at today. So I'm, you know, forever grateful and blessed to have been able to come here. I think for me, that was the biggest thing.
You know, and I'm sure you'll probably agree with me on this, but I think the country music industry besides all the other genres of music, I think the country industry from the artists to the fans to the insiders of the genre. Everybody in country music is just so approachable.
I know. Everybody in Nashville is just very friendly, and the whole country music scene is very, you know, down-to-earth and very humble, so it's great to be surrounded by people like that on a daily basis.
We had a show yesterday, and I was telling the guest yesterday that I got the opportunity to meet Reba and Barbara Mandrell about maybe 20 years ago when Reba's music career was kind of on the downswing a little bit, but not fully, you know. But I got a chance to talk to both of them for about 15 or 20 minutes, and they both treated me like I was the only person in the room.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's really cool that was your experience with them. And it doesn't really surprise me because just everybody here in this industry has, you know, been so kind and welcoming, so you know, it's nice to be surrounded by such good people, and everybody's very supportive of one another.
You know, and I understand there's a shark in the business. I understand that completely. I'm not naive to that fact, but I will tell you this. I venture to say 85 or 90% of the people in country music are just genuinely good people.
Right. No, I would agree with that for sure. I mean, there's always going to be like the 1%, you know,
right,
that are, you know, not as supportive or, you know,
are not necessarily in it for the right reasons.
Right.
I understand that.
There's always going to be that, no matter what industry you're in. So.
Yeah, I mean, even in the radio industry, there's sharks and shady people in the radio industry too. I mean, this industry here is not immune to that. So, but wow, we've talked for a lot longer than I anticipated.
Oh, it's okay. It's been really fun.
Amanda, everything with you is a great fast heartbeat that beats pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I
thought,
Cody.
I think I'm gonna wrap things up with this question. Is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you would have liked to?
I don't know. I feel like we covered everything, but I just want to, you know, remind everyone that I do have an EP coming out, and to be on the lookout for that. And, you know, if you follow me on social media, I'll definitely be promoting it. And I'm really excited for everybody to hear the new music.
You know, and I knew that was one other thing I meant to tell you. And I'm sure you've seen the tweets and the Instagram posts, but I host every Friday, I host a indie country radio show where I'll take my top three favorite songs of that week and play them and spotlight the artist and when your EP comes out, I'd be more than happy to play your stuff on the show.
Oh, I really appreciate that so much. And I can't wait for it to come out. It's really been too long now. I'm just as excited as everybody else is. So I can't wait. And thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like if you guys take 30 or 45 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this, I feel like it's basically in my job description to help promote you guys any way possible.
Yes, and I really appreciate it so much. And, you know, like I said, this is such a great opportunity for artists to come on here and, you know, have everybody get to know them better. So thank you.
So I think on that note, I think we're gonna wrap things up. But where can fans find you online if they want to follow you?
I'm A Cooksey Music on Twitter, Amanda A Cooksey on Instagram, and then my Facebook's Amanda Cooksey Music. And I do lives every, you know, usually Wednesdays and Sundays, and I do them around 7:30-ish, so that's where you can find me, and I usually play, you know, covers and originals, so, yeah, and I also have a website, too, amandacooksey.com, but.
Will you be having a web live tonight, Amanda, or you don't think so?
I'm thinking tonight I probably won't be able to do one, but I'm hoping to maybe try to do that Thursday instead and kind of replace it, but Otherwise, I'll definitely be on Sunday. I'll be in Florida, so.
Nah.
Have a terrific trip, Amanda, and enjoy the warm sunshine.
Yes, I will.
I heard Nashville's getting a lot of rain from what I saw.
I know. It is.
And pray for us suffering down here in this 50-degree weather while you're on the beach in like 80-degree weather. Think about it.
Yes, I will.
So, thank you again for taking so much time out of your day to come into this. And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you for having me again. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's been an honor.
And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I've been following you on social media for years, at least 2 years, or at least 2 or 3 years. And from that and this conversation today, I definitely do consider you a friend.
Yes, I know. You guys are definitely some of my friends, and I really do appreciate you supporting my music. It means the world to me that, you know, to be able to have people like you that invite me on shows like this so I can showcase my music. So.
It's been terrific, Amanda. It's been well worth the wait, and then some.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, it's seriously been a pleasure. There is literally nothing that I enjoy more than doing this radio show and talking to you guys and seeing genuinely good people like yourself succeed. There's nothing I enjoy more.
Yes, Ruth. I'm so grateful. So thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Have a pleasant evening, Amanda. Thank you again.
You too.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
That was fun. That's literally all I'm gonna say. That was fun.
Yes. It was. It definitely was worth the long wait to finally interview Amanda.
Yes,
she's terrific.
I've wanted Amanda on the show for maybe the past 3 years, but we never could nail down a date or a time to actually do this. So I'm glad it happened today.
Me too.
So, who do we have coming up next on the show?
Well, the long-awaited interview with Maggie Baugh has finally come. We were supposed to interview this past November, but luckily we were able to reschedule with her for next Tuesday, and she is fantastic. She is definitely a future Next Woman of Country artist.
Agreed.
So talented, so young, but yet so young.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough
mm-hmm.
about her. And then next Wednesday we have Tammy Sue Taylor, who's another fantastic singer-songwriter.
That's going to be fun. So
yes.
I think I'm going to let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here. I'll talk to you Tuesday.
All right. Have a good night. See you Tuesday.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Amanda Cooksey. Like Craig said, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Maggie Baugh joining us. So I think with that, since you've heard the announcement, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.